Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have Amy from the amazing supplier of foods called Legacy Foods, and of course they have power equipment, they have water filtration systems, they get all kinds of stuff for preppers. One of the things I want people to start understanding, how late is the hour? Now, I'm going to lay this out so people will understand it. We had a really great show for an hour and a half on Monday with Deborah Tavares. And I have levels of expertise in a lot of areas that most people don't even imagine exists, including astrophysics, geoclimatic disasters, oceanography, etc. And I told a number of factors as to why we're having geoclimatic disasters. The first thing is we have allowed post-geriatric nuclear reactors in Fukushima, Daiichi, to punch holes in the ozone layer, so the ozone layer is thinning. And there's three reasons you need to have an ozone layer. Firstly, it protects you from cosmic background radiation, ultraviolet radiation, and cosmic X-rays. The amount of ultraviolet B, C, and D has increased 73% in the last 24 years. That's just not only killing plants, but it's also stressing animal life on Earth and increasing mutations, including viruses. But it also causes increases in fires. It actually makes tinder more likely to go on fire. So background ultraviolet and other radiations increase fire danger. Number two, if you have interlocked harmonic frequencies coming in from deep space, they can actually cause the disjunction of locked tectonic plates, i.e. causing earthquakes and volcanoes. And we're getting a ramping up of earthquakes and volcanoes around the planet. If you actually look over the last century, it's increasing dramatically. And there's several things happening. Firstly, we have two south magnetic poles right now, and we're actually heading towards what's called a lithospheric disjunction, where the crust of the Earth and the mantle actually separate, and it slides, let's say, 1,200 miles over a period of a few months. The speed at which an old person with a walker would walk at about 1.2 miles an hour. But it can be pretty devastating because it's not only superquakes, but also rearranges the position of continents on the rotating axis of the Earth. What's happening is we're heading toward increasing food supply danger worldwide, increasing climatic disasters worldwide, and they call it climate change. I mean, they're so sneaky, if it goes hot or cold, they'll call it climate change, and somehow too many people are responsible for it. But the real fact is they don't want to intervene to actually stop Fukushima from punching holes in the radiation. They don't want to talk about the weakening magnetic field, flux field of the Earth that's beyond our control. And they don't want to fix the benthic layer of the ocean, because without oxygen from the carbon-oxygen cycle, you can't protect yourself from background cosmic radiation that can protect crops and even start fires. So we're heading toward a nexus of galactic and solar events, along with inaction by our populations and our world government. I call it Defense of Earth policy, so that we are heading toward geoclimatic and food disaster in the near future. Now, right now we're in the middle of what's called the first of the last seven fat years, just like the prophecy of Yosef. And I, earlier this spring, actually reiterated this, because my ancestor in ancient times is Joseph, who's also the father of the Cohens and the Ephraimites, the 10 tribes that colonized and formed Europe and later America. So I refer to America as the lead nation in the world now. I call Ephraim America. There's two lead nations in the world now that were ordained by God. One is the house of Judah and the half-tribe of Benjamin, and the other were the Ephraimic tribes, both became apostate, and God let them be taken away by enemies. The Medo-Persians took away the Ephraimites, and later on, Babylon destroyed Judah. What people need to understand, we are heading toward a disaster in the near future where there's going to be massive food shortages, massive geoclimatic disasters, not just these fires. I mean, the fires up in Northern California, and there's, I think, in across multiple states, like 17 fires in California and 15 fires in Arizona or whatever. The numbers are insane. And the number of hundreds of thousands of square acres, this is just a roiling disaster. And it's not just here. The massive movement of population from North Africa and the Middle East is not because some great Muslim prophet told them to move to Europe or America or Canada. It's because the climatic disasters are forcing them to leave because there's famine and the climate's changed so much they can't survive there. So legacy food's really important because people don't understand the population isn't going to survive if we have a, let's say, a conflict where we have cyber attacks on our power grid. If I was going to do a really scary movie that's much scarier than, for example, the new Fallout movie called that's out there with the Mission Impossible, I call this Mission Impossible Forest Day. The Forest Day, the power's out, the toilets are backing up, your sinks are backed up with sewage because you can't pump water to people because you don't have backup power for sewage treatment. So everything smells like a toilet. Your food is run out because the refrigerator, everything's rotten now, and the dog's barking because there's no dog food or fresh dog food. The wife says, go with your gun next door to the prepper because he's got food and he's still partying. And believe it or not, he still has lights outside his pool and he's still laughing. Get his food. Now, if you want to see the emergence of a new subspecies of nasty human called Homo sapiens cannibalis, rather than having Gormageddon, which means you've got some legacy food, you're going to listen to Dr. Deagle and you're not going to say, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. If I talk about something, I know it, okay? And it's not open to your damned opinion. If I knew the dates, I wouldn't tell you because you'd be freaked out and you'd probably get paralyzed. But I'm going to tell you the timeline is, it's very probable we got around a little over 6 years left, but after Trump is gone, things are going to get really hairy. Because I don't think that the beast is defeated. When I see Mueller still carrying on, when I see the geoclimatic disasters, when I still see proliferation of nuclear weapons and cyber attacks, etc., I don't think we're over this at all. And Trump is giving us a period of grace, but he's certainly not fixing everything. So if you don't have food, if you don't have self-protection, if you don't have water, you're dead. And you're going to be dead really quick. I mean, you're going to be dead within weeks or months, and you're not going to survive. If you can survive the first 2 months, and everybody else is going to die from diarrhea, starvation, disease and cannibalism, you're probably going to make it. But if you don't have supplies and plans to transition to a subsistence life in communities beyond that 2 to 6 months, because the military, by the way, I know this from the actual documents from the government, they're not even going to come out and try to help you within 6 months. Do you know that? The military are going to hide in their little lairs while the public eats themselves out, literally. You know? So if you don't listen, you're not just going to suffer. You're going to die, and you're going to see the misery of your own family and relatives die in horrifying ways that other ancient societies have never seen before. What's coming to Earth and to our nation is so disgusting and nasty, as it says in the Bible, it has never been seen before and never will again. And the reason why it would be people disrespect people like me that speak not only as a scientist and technician, but as a prophet of doom, of repentance, and of grace. And if you don't damn well listen, you're not only going to suffer horribly, you're going to die in your own spit, vomit, and diarrhea. How's that?
Yeah. Wow.
Now, I'm getting pretty disgusted with people because they don't take this seriously enough to get their house in order, to have some emergency food, and have layers. Start dehydrating some of the meals you make. If you make too much, store it in Ziploc bags after you kind of dehydrate it, put the oxygen absorber packs in and drop those little tubes into the liquid nitrogen carafe you have in your pantry. I'm getting my liquid nitrogen carafe in this thing system. So besides my legacy food, I'm having layers. I have a greenhouse. I'm going to start growing more food in the greenhouse, including herbs. So you have fresh herbs to your food. You don't understand what's going on, people. There's a concerted desire by the globalists to actually shut off water. Under General Brown, I would call him General, I could call him Governor Brown, you should call him General. He's actually passed a law that in 2022, they're going to limit you to 55 gallons of water. That means you won't be able to have a sponge bath and do laundry a day. Yeah. And you certainly won't be able to grow veggies in your house if you're actually down to 55 gallons per person. And if you think the population is going to survive with massive water shortages, you're delusional. It isn't going to happen. That's only 4 years away, isn't it?
Wow.
Less than that now. That's 3.5 years away. So, people, wake up. If you disagree, be disagreeable enough to call into the show live, and I'm going to give you what for. You will not like it. It's going to hurt, and it will leave a mark. But I'm not going to put up with your foolishness anymore. Or email me. Or have the nerve to call, and I'll give you what for there. But you're going to listen one way or the other. People the Riot Act and challenge them, you know. And I'm a big boy. I'm a real Christian, which means I know I'm a sinner, saved by grace. I know I'm also an intellectual superior person. I have skill sets, both natural and supernatural, to lead people. And it's not dependent on whether they like me. I love people out there that are listening, whether they hate my guts, whether they want to spit on me or even want to. I have people on Facebook in the last few months have actually given me death threats. I don't care. I still care for them. I want them, I'm like their big brother. They're going to listen to me. And just like I said to Trump on the last program here just an hour ago with Lowell Ponton, I've done over the last few weeks, when I've had John W. Spring on, Trump is going to listen to me either now or at the judgment seat, but either way, he's going to damn well listen. I now have a contact through Scott Adams to get a contact directly to Mr. Trump because he's screwing up. But he's doing better than every one of the politicians in the past because he's not a politician. He's a builder. He tries to pivot. He's not yet a Christian. Don't call him a baby Christian, because a real Christian has three things that distinguish them that anybody who is a Christian will know. Number one, they recognize they're a sinner. Number two, they fight against the sin that they've done in the past, whether it's whoring around or whatever it is, or murder. And number three, they take action, not depending on whether the other person cares for them, but because they have the love of God in them. Now, Trump is doing a white hat, royal hat, Mason, and he's doing the right thing in his own eyes. That's the definition of the beautiful face of evil. Now, I support Trump, and I support people who want to do preparations, but if you don't prepare yourself with food, water, self-protection, and so on, and your friends and neighbors, imagine how desperate it will be when people realize you've partially prepared, but they didn't prepare at all, and they want to arrive at your doorstep, and you were thinking, well, right. Geez, you know, I can't take 200 people in or 50 people in.
Right.
What are you going to do if you run out of food supplies because you realize you don't even have barterable goods? Imagine if you have a container of Hare Legacy food and someone arrives and you say, hey, I'll give you this biodiesel truck if you give me a bucket of food. Do you think that day is going to come? I guarantee you it.
Yeah.
Now people say, oh no, everything's going to be fine under Trump. He's going to fix everything. No, it's not. I've been to the future. You know that show, Back to the Future? When I died at 8.5, God took me to the high above the earth, about 400 miles. I looked down and I said, whoa, I could see the horizon. The sun's coming up across the horizon. I said, wow. And you could see the sun shimmering across the oceans, the blue oceans. And because my family were gemologists, he said, behold, my blue sapphire, my blue jewel, the earth. I said, it's alive. He says, yes. With this glorious voice of God literally talking to me. And I looked down and I heard a voice behind me said, behold the voice of the seven thunders. And God looked down and he pointed toward the earth with his index, with his middle finger and index toward the earth. And I saw fireballs rising everywhere, especially over the lower 48 states. I got excited. Oh, a light show. He looked at me really angry like, you don't get it, kid. So I shut up. And then I saw them turn into mushroom clouds and I saw tsunamis striking the coast and magma opening up and giant jet streams of steam hitting as magma hit the oceans. And I saw women slitting the throats of their children so they wouldn't live another day, and buildings falling like dominoes, and I was crying. I saw a shroud pull across the horizon so you couldn't see the earth, so it was all darkness, and a meteor storm or things striking the earth like, you know, debris. And I said, why did you show me this? He says, because at the time of the end, you will know, and you will tell my people. And I'm telling you today, if you don't prepare, and there will be survivors, because I believe in what I call the Rapture Project. What you're doing right now, you may not know this, Amy and Legacy Foods, is you're part of the Rapture Project. You know what that is?
Yeah.
If you have an Aramaic Bible, the ones taken out are not the good people going to heaven and turning their heads, oh, don't look down, it looks ugly down there, ooh, people are eating each other. No, no. The Rapture Project is God's going to take out evil out of the earth, so earth is fit for the righteous to live on earth as the bride of the Most High God. My job is like, you know, when you go to a bridal shop and you go to the bridal shop guy and you get you in the proper dresses for your bridal maids and everybody looks beautiful and the bride's all ready and her gown and everything. That's my job, to get the bride ready for the groom, which is Yeshua coming back to actually make a marriage between the Eternal One, God, and us collectively as a bride of God. So believe it or not, you may not know this, religion will disappear when we have a relationship with God. There won't be any need for law anymore. There won't be any need for courts. There won't be any need for government, because the government will be our connectedness as being one organism living in the future, connected empathically to each other and literally married to God, so we will not be capable of evil. That's our destiny. But the Rapture Project is, you got to survive all the crap that's coming. And believe me, it's going to get uglier than you can imagine. I won't give you dates, even if I knew. In fact, last year I was praying. I said, God, tell me if Trump is the Antichrist. God said, don't ask me, because I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you, people out there, you need to take the eagle seriously. Even if you think I'm a nut, I'm a smart nut. And God has put me through hell for your sake, not for mine, because believe me, I've had a lot of persecution, because I'm a lot smarter than almost anybody you're ever going to meet on earth. Not for my sake, damn it, but for yours. And I've been through things, both living and dead, birth and 8 and a half, and almost 5 years ago dying. I'm going to tell you what I know. I won't even tell 90% even to my wife of what I know. I won't. I'm not cruel. But what I see coming for the people who aren't prepared is disgusting. And I can't tell you when it'll happen, whether it's going to be 2 years or 7 years. My guess is the prophecy that God's given me, it's going to occur after Trump is gone in 2024. And he's gone. He's no longer president. But believe me, everything's being set for horrendous things. And there's going to be a lot of cataclysms before then, just like this superquake that happened in Indonesia that killed, I think, 1,000 people and displaced villages and destroyed all kinds of places. And these fires in Northern California, they're displacing hundreds of thousands of people. If you think these are birth pangs, people, take notice. America is under judgment. We are both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. God is bringing judgment on this nation because we are not turning and repenting. I don't see repenting under Trump, do you? I don't see people repenting saying, we demand to end abortion. We demand to have universal health care for all citizens in America, life, liberty, and the pursuit of health care. I demand that we don't have genetically modified vaccine food and forced vaccines in the population or metadata and tracking us in the matrix or putting up toxic things like 5G network. No, we have knuckleheads like Trump and his advisors doing things that, although they're doing right in their own eyes, some of it looks really beautiful. We're making more money. We're looking like we're bigger on the bigger stage of the world. We might supposedly denuclearize North Korea. Crap. I don't believe any of it. I don't. I think we're going to, unless we personally repent and prepare for what's coming, you're not going to survive. And what's coming is going to be so bad. That's why you need that food. If you go to our link for Legacy Foods, you can get 20% off by auto shipping. I think that sale was just over yesterday, the mid-sale, summer sale, July 31st. But if you don't prepare yourself a little bit every day, every month, you can't imagine what's coming. I can't. I've been there. I've been to the future. You know, like Back to the Future? You know, I'm sending you back to the future. Remember that statement there on the Back to the Future show, the movie?
Yep.
Well, I've been to the future, and it's scary as hell. But there is a beautiful world beyond that, but we're going to have to run over hot coals, the world population, to get there. The Rapture Project is God's eventually going to take evil out of the earth, but unless you prove you're prepared, you're going to be counted among the evil. How's that?
Yeah.
In other words, you're going to be taken out one way or the other, or down someone's jaws because of cannibalism of what the future is coming. It's coming bad. It's coming fast, and it's nasty. Time, Amy, 2 weeks from now, same time?
Yep,
August 15th. August, or not, right?
Okay.
Or 15th, I mean. Yeah, 15th.
Yep.
And welcome back, and we are having some issues with getting a hold of our other guests, so we are going to wing it. We ordinarily have Pam on. I want to talk about lately what we're doing with Pam, with Lumen Inlight Technologies. Dr. Greg Hipskind is the CEO, Director of Inlight Technologies, that makes our devices. I am in the process of patenting my epigenetic frequency therapies for DNA induction. That technology will be licensed to Inlight. So besides the NoGR frequencies, which are amazing, we will have much more specific frequencies for different disease patterns based on research from Linus Pauling and other quantum biophysicists that I've been working with their information and technology over 38 years. My first lecture was on quantum biophysics. It was called Phonon Maser Cytogenetics, and I've now completed my research. Now I have technology. They can literally intervene and change the biology epigenetically of humans, animals, plants, and every living thing on Earth. And the series of patents that I'm going to promote in the next year will show that we have prescient knowledge on this like no other human being has ever lived. And I stand on the shoulders of scientists like Linus Pauling, Albert Einstein, Max Planck, and other physicists and biophysicists. So we have technology now that will change the future of the human race and the future of biology on Earth. Now, I want you to understand out there, why do I have a radio show? I have a radio show so I can be actually a telemedicine doctor to try to help you personally, but also to change the direction. I train doctors free. All I do is I charge them my time to review medical records. So if you're in Santiago, Chile, or China, or anywhere else, I will train you to my technology, but you have to give, number one, respect, that you give me credit for actually training, and number two, I want you to understand the intellectual process of going about doing functional medicine, which is the most complex activity of humans on Earth. You have to start learning things like quantum biophysics, intermediate metabolism, genetics, epigenetics, immunotoxicology, and infectious disease and stealth infections, how they trigger off immunohematological immune reactions that cause disease like Lyme disease, babesiosis, and ehrlichiosis, triggering off MS, and how things like Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the yeast that raises bread, can cause homologous immune antibodies. Ah, we got Pam now. That's good. So welcome back, Pam. It's good to hear you.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Bill. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm glad to get you. Now, I was mentioning that I'm working on my epigenetic frequency patents, which are coming about in the next few months. And I talked to Dr. Greg Hipskind. His set of engineers he had over in Phoenix and Arizona didn't work out this past spring, so he's getting a new set of engineers, and when he start collaborating with them, we'll figure out a way of interfacing to transfer the technologies so the frequencies of epigenetic entrainment can be transferred through the Lumen Pads now. Now, the Lumen Pads, as they exist, are amazing. The NoGR frequencies from Dr. NoGR, he was both a medical intuitive as well as a scientist, so he worked out frequencies that worked for we call the carrier frequencies for the endogenous tissues that create every human being. Now, if you look at embryonic plate before you actually develop an embryo, the embryonic plate, you have basically neuroectoderm, which is skin, nervous system, eyes, and ears. You have the mesoderm, which is the internal organs like liver, kidneys, and spleen. And then you got the endoderm, which is endocrine organs like parathyroid, thyroid, adrenals, hypothalamus, the glandular tissue, testes, and ovaries, etc., in females. Each one is like a carrier frequency, like a frequency-modulated television station or FM radio. And those carrier frequencies carry data. The data basically is between the telomere, which is a little infrared antenna at the end of your chromosomes, to talk to ion channels and activate genes to create two classes of DNA activation. The first is messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. The other is what I call epigenetic origami. In other words, give an example. If you create a frequency set of codes to create a tube, then you fold the tube on itself, and then where the tube crosses over, you can actually then epigenetically start to create a valve. You can create a heart. So through what I call epigenetic origami, you create every organ and tissue in the body, including eyeballs, ears, joints, etc. I've worked out how that works out mathematically, and I'm the first in history to do that. All right? And I presented this as a lecture to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and A4M in Las Vegas in December of 2017. But of even the audience, only a tiny fraction even distantly understood what I was talking about. And I try to break it down to real simple terms. The problem is that the paradigms that the medical system are working on are so foreign to the nature of reality based on real science that they're never going to solve the problem of life extension or organ regeneration. Now, when you take a lumen pad, and I had just one gentleman here recently who I did a metapathia hunter scan on him remotely, then sent him test kits, then sent him to specific tests I want him to do. He already had glaucoma, serious joint pains, was losing his vision, almost blind. And we started using lumen pads along with my peptides and with the red deer velvet DR, which is our 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones that you get when you're in utero. And in utero is the only time when you don't age. I'm the first also in history to discover that you do not, by the way, God gave me this inspiration. The only time you don't age is when you're in utero. So if you do a transomy amniotic sac surgery to repair a heart valve or a serious omphysseal where your guts are outside your abdominal cavity, you don't have a scar. So you don't age until your umbilical cord is cut at birth. Isn't that interesting? So instead of your birthday, I want to change the, like I change everything in my dictionary, which I call word salad over at clay and iron, which I'm building up my dictionary. Your first birthday is actually your death day because it's the first day you start to die. Now, when you start using frequencies, I call the life is a dance between biophotons, right?
Yes.
And biophotons and ion channels, which regulate mineral atomic resonance and amino acids that turn on genes to create structural proteins and enzymes. So every disease state, so if you're in a high redox state, which lumen photon induces because you increase the electron density of your cytochromes or your mitochondria, you get more ATP and NADH, you get more signal to noise to tell you to turn which genes on to make proteins to repair a tissue like your joint or your brain or peripheral nerves. So you can take these little peripheral nerve pads, you can take these little pads or these little boots from Lumen in light, put them on your legs and feet. Take our nutraceuticals like Ultrathiamin B1, Vainaway, Neurogen, Omega Supreme Pro, and you'll regenerate your peripheral nerves. Your Schwann cell sheath and your neuropathy goes away. That's not possible, Deagle. I said, look, I do it every day. This is not something that's once in a while. I do it every day. I've up to now 400 different health conditions that other people say is impossible to treat. Lyme disease, peripheral neuropathy, blindness, liver failure, hepatitis B and C, heart failure, peripheral vascular blockages, skin cancer. You can slap on, for example, the lumen pads on top of your skin if you've applied curcumin cream along with putting the lumen pads on, your skin cancer will go away. Did you know that? Because curcumin actually turns off skin cancer. And you take internally our ellagic acid, which has terminal chabulia plant, 300 times higher concentration of ellagic than the pomegranate, which is a sacred plant in ancient Israel, and our malignant block, each capsule equivalent to 5 pounds of broccoli seed to repair your DNA and make cancer cells either repair themselves or commit suicide, called apoptosis. So lumen pads amplify anything good. So if you're, for example, you've got renal failure, I've got a guy in renal failure, they wanted to put him on a transplant list up in around L.A., and this guy's a big guy in media. Richard, he's been on the show before as a testimonial. He'll be coming back on. His lumen pads are over his kidneys. He's taking our peptides and a red deer velvet DR. He's taking my other supplements to improve his kidney function and his nephrons. And guess what? Even his hemoglobin's coming back because the growth factors to make you actually make hemoglobin come from your kidneys. And if you don't have kidney function, also your hemoglobin's in your boots, you have to take some epigenetic drugs to actually make you make red cells in the pre-red cells in your bone marrow. He doesn't need that anymore. So the lumen photon, awesome. The lumen photon combined with my supplements and technology is healing the man. He's getting his kidneys back. We have people like, I just got a notice 2 days ago, one of our patients who was literally almost blind from glaucoma, his vision is back in less than a month. Back. Using lumen photon and the technologies that I provide. So if you want to get well, if you want to stop listening to your knucklehead doctors that have what I call craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome, Their head is so far up their behind, they have not seen daylight for decades. You need to listen up. I'll provide the proof and testing to show you that this works. We have the, let's go from head to toe. The Brilliant Cap now is a really neat device. And I've used in the past my little lumen pads for my eyes and also for sleep. Because when you stimulate the reticular activating cells in the pineal gland, it's wonderful for sleep induction. You put it on frequency number 3, 5 or 10 minutes, bam, you're snoring. It's amazing. Your eyes, I have glaucoma. I stop taking all the drops, use the lumen machine, take my peptides and my other things. My vision is better than ever. Without all the crap from the stupid ophthalmologists. Okay, I've been borderline diabetic since my early 20s. I take nutraceuticals and my technology, and guess what? I'm not diabetic. Okay? Even though my insulin's higher than normal, which, by the way, a lot of people have in North America because their diets are insulinogenic. People need to understand when you start using lumen pads, whether you got peripheral neuropathy or muscle cramps or you've got a weak bone, let's say, I had one lady who takes a lot of her supplements and she thought she broke her hip. But luckily, she's taken enough supplements. She just bruised herself bad when she fell. She's in her 70s. She's an engineer. Dorothy is her first name. And thank God, she got out of the prison of being in hospital because they wouldn't let her take her supplements when she's in there. She's going to slap her lumen pad over those weak areas of her bones, like her surgical neck of her hip, and if she has any weak areas on a DEXA bone scan over a lumbar vertebrae. And the combination of the light therapy combined with her supplements, she's going to rebuild bone, take collagen max bone generator, micelle D3, micro D2, and full vitamin K2, and voila, there exists new bone so she doesn't break her hip when she falls down again, and hopefully not. But you got to understand, the reticular medical system is not there to provide you. I call, instead of them calling them MDs, which stands for more dough, more drugs, and magnificent deity, it should be changed to ME, more embalming. How's that? More embalming. Do you like that?
More embalming?
More embalming. Now, Dr. Deagle, why do you say that? Well, I'm not a member of the public. I'm a member of the health professionals, and I've been, now it's soon approaching half a century, so I guess I have a few words to say from the guts of the inside of the beast of the healthcare system. And by the way, it doesn't just include doctors and DOs, MDs. It includes chiropractors, naturopaths, nurses, nurse practitioners. Basically, everybody has a lot of guilt to go around. There's no shortage of guilt and stupidity. And not that I haven't done stupid things in the past. I repent of it. And you know what? If you're a true Christian and you repent, it means you fight against the sin that you've personally done in the past to make sure it doesn't happen to anybody in the future, whether it's your students or people who just listen to you, which is why I teach in functional medicine, so people don't die. Because how many people do you think I personally pronounced dead in my career?
Oh, well, I don't know. I have no idea.
Around 5,000. It's a lot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot, okay? So I don't want to see people do stupid things 2, 5, 10, or a century from now because someone like me didn't exist to actually get in their face and tell them a what for to start dealing with epigenetics. Now, if you use a lumen pad, you can control your pain so you don't end up on opiates and then kill yourself or end up on heroin. How many people do you think per day are dying of heroin? There's more people dying now of heroin overdose today than all the car accidents in the country. That's pretty scary, isn't it? And where do you think pain is shut off? It's your skin. Think of your computer screen. I'm sitting in front of my big computers. I have a custom-made supercomputer. It's the fastest computer you can commercially build in the world. I have right on my desk, with also an electromagnetic shield from Less EMF. So it's covered by this neat shield. But my two monitors in front of me are a 37-inch curved 4G Samsung monitor and a 37-inch monitor. I got these giant monitors in front of me. Your monitor is your skin. Your skin is not a passive organ. It not only regulates, if your nervous system doesn't see anything projected to your skin, including your autonomic inputs to regulate your organ function and pain, you don't suffer. If you turn off your monitors, like your skin, by shutting off those things with infrared light using lumen photon, your brain can't see pain because it doesn't exist neurologically anymore. Isn't that amazing? It doesn't matter if it's a Glisson's capsule of your liver or a bone metastasis or a fracture. Unless it's projected to your skin, you cannot suffer pain. Now, the first person who told me that, and you know, I have what's called a super high curiosity index, and I piss everybody off. My wife, my kids, everybody, why do you ask those questions? You're asking too many questions. I'm driving them nuts. Are you monitoring me? No, I'm not. I'm asking questions. Why? I said, well, I want to know. Right? So they say, well, why do you ask all those questions? So one of the things that taught me was 1987, I was working at the burn unit in Augusta, Georgia, and one of the nurses, and these nurses are clever. I mean, I learned a lot of my stuff, not from doctors, but nurses. And the nurses said, now, you know, they're not going to start screaming for a couple weeks once their skin starts to grow back because they had these, you know, grafts. And I said, well, why is that? And he said, well, because without skin, you don't have pain. Well, what do you mean? They come in here and you smell, they smell like fresh pork. You know, have you ever smelled fresh pork cooking? Boy, I'll tell you, once you work in a burn unit, you do not want to eat bacon for a while. Because people smell like pig. Now, I got into the story about the genetics of pigs before, right? But I won't get into that right today. But what you understand is you don't start having pain until you grow skin. Whoa, I thought. My brain, you know, because I have a weird brain. My brain says, you know, it gets locked onto something like a missile, and it'll think about it for weeks, months, and even years, and all of a sudden there'll be that phew, an epiphany, and God says, you know, Diggle, I'm going to tell you what this means. Just like he told me, I was searching for years. We remember for decades now the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. When is there a time during life when, from birth to conception to death, you don't age? And God finally told me a couple years ago, oh, it's when you're in utero. I said, well, God, cool. Let me go check the literature. I went to every database on earth, and nobody had ever discovered this before. So about pain, I actually got patents on this. I have patents going back to the 1986 and mid-90s, 94, on my pain desk technology. I discovered what's called the Langerhans gate. Now, Dr. Langerhans had discovered the Langerhans complex to create your insulin and your pancreas over 100 years ago before Banting and Best. Also discovered these little jiggy things in your skin called neurodermal complexes called Langerhans complexes. And they're like Tron, like little, you know, like a little grid-like pattern all over your body. And I figured out a way of actually creating a formula through PET called MediSafe. I could inject electrically on those sites, turn your pain off in 10 seconds, 20 seconds. Didn't matter what kind of pain you had. I could literally inject a micro drop at that spot of my formula to turn pain off. And I could also use an iontophoresis disc. So I developed a patent for creating ionto discs that actually would deliver this technology so it would turn your pain off. But guess what? You just get a lumen pad, slap on some curcumin cream, maybe pregnenolone or CBD liposomal oil. Your pain's gone. Put the CBD oil first, pregnenolone and curcumin, slap on the lumen pads, and bye-bye pain. It doesn't matter. It could be rheumatoid arthritis pain, osteoarthritis pain, fractures, you know, plantar fasciitis. It doesn't matter. You shut off the Langerhans gate, pain's gone. You say, well, how come my doctor doesn't know it? Look, I pioneered with Dr. Hedgecock, and he had the 1997 patent approval by the FDA for A-delta and C-fiber mapping, but it was subjective. And I was working for 7 years with Dr. Stu Donaldson in surface electromyography, and I discovered lots of stuff that I never published. But I'm going to in the next year and put up videos on it, because I know stuff that the medical profession doesn't know. In fact, so damn much stuff over the last 40-plus years, it would blow you away. You say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? You're not human. Are you an alien? I said, sort of. I'm a forerunner for what human beings have to become in the future. In other words, logical, decent, considerate, and have the love of God in them, which is not dependent on whether other people like you. I don't care what people like me. I care about them no matter what. I love fellow mankind. I love our health professionals, but they need to smarten up. Right now we have MDs that should be called MEs, more embalming. They're not fixing you. They're giving you toxic polypharmacy, going in with commando surgery, cutting out joints and putting artificial joints in, doing stupid stuff that is expensive, makes a lot of money, as they say they can buy a bigger boat. So when you get a lumen pad, you can regenerate organs, you can turn off pain, you can epigenetically turn on the structural production of enzymes and make the redox of tissue. As soon as you put a lumen pad on, your C-reactive protein and your other markers for angiotensin-converting enzymes you put over your kidneys drops immediately, within hours. You can actually take our Red Deer Velvet DR and peptides and all our nutraceuticals reach target organ like your heart. Slap the lumen pads over your heart. You want to stop coronary spasm? Put CBD oil over your chest. Right? Put the curcumin cream on. And the pregnenolone. Put the lumen pads over your heart and your angina will stop. And your arteries will open up. Along with our supplements. Light, infrared light, light plus substance equals healing. That's the Deagle's corollary for healing. You must have the dance of biophotons and substance to heal your body. Lumen pads have that, don't they? Amazing. Stay with your pen. We'll have you back on soon. Sorry I talked too much today, but that's one of my faults. Like it or leave it, as they say.
Have you had credit challenges taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.